This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer coming to you on this Friday morning. This is the postcast of K-State women's soccer. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen, stop, download, listen to this podcast. Make sure you leave a 4 or 5-star rating. That helps out a K-State fan tremendously. Find this podcast. K-State shut out their opponent for the second straight game. But they, too, got shut out, which leads to their first draw of 2024 yesterday afternoon after playing Arkansas State in 90-degree weather yesterday afternoon down there as well. K-State did have the shot advantage in this game, in this match, but did not score in this game and results in a draw. So K-State defensively holds their opponent again, so that's dating probably back to, because Green Bay scored in the second half. So that's 4 consecutive halves without the opponent scoring with K-State. But K-State's offense was held in check throughout most of this game as well. Morgan Stretman for K-State, the sophomore, who scored a goal in the last contest there. Let all pace the Wildcats there for the offense. Murphy Sheaf, 3 saves yesterday afternoon to earn her 7th career shutout for Kansas State there in her career there as well. So, once again, Sheaf was good there as well. The Wildcats now have recorded consecutive shutouts for the first time here in 2024. And for the first time since the 3-match stretch from August 20th of last year through August 20th through August 31st. There as well. That came last year. So, once again, we continue to harp on this podcast that welcome back to the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Excuse me about that. K-State back to the postcast. K-State, Arkansas State ended up being a draw. First for K-State in 2024, moving that record to 3-2-1, Eddie Greer III here. Arkansas State, I should say, now 2-1-2 on the 2024 season on there in there as well. K-State has recorded a season high now, over 200 minutes of shutout soccer dating back. Again, like I said, Green Bay, they scored in that second half, but good notes on here. Reading just off the game, off the post notes here, over 200 minutes of shutout soccer, going back to the final 22 minutes against Green Bay last weekend at home. So right now, K-State's on a heater right now on the defense side, but again, the offense doesn't do anything when the offense cannot put at least one in the net there as well. Arkansas State, well, with that, Arkansas State still leads the series 1-0-1 right there as well. The Wildcats, the Lady Wildcats, your Wildcats are now 0-2-1 all-time matches against the Sun Belt there as well. Sheaf now, Murphy Sheaf, back to her real quick, moves into a tie for 3rd in the K-State program history for career starts with 24. Sheaf now ranks 4th in school history for career shutouts there as well. Morgan Stretman, who led this offense, no goals, but 3 shots on goal tied a team high there. Jace Woodward, who had against Nevada, and Ryan Reynolds against South Dakota, also came last weekend as well. Kenzie Gillespie, 78 minutes in this game, improving her career total now to 5,134. Gillespie is the 3rd player in program history to play at least 5,000 minutes or more in her career. Ada Anderson, 61st career match at K-State, which now we got some, we're catching a theme now with these countdowns or with the list of matches. Anderson, 9th all time in K-State history there in career matches there as well. K-State, Mike DeBina, after the game. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, K-State women's soccer, K-State, Arkansas State ended up in a draw. nothing, or as they are, we're supposed to say, nil-nil in soccer terms here for K-State women's soccer. Quote from Coach DeBeni, and he talks about his defensive back line in this ball game. Quote, I think we did a decent job of defending. I feel like getting shutouts is a tale of that. I just also feel like there were moments that we almost had mental lapses, but we stayed focused in those moments, especially today. It was a challenge today as far as the elements of that game. Heat, travel, field size, it was very, very noticeable in what we were trying to do. Not from a defensive side because it feels more compact, but an overall side of what we're trying to do, end quote right there. And I'm going to stop right there, folks, with that. So Mike DeBeni's defense continues to be stout here as, again, you bear with me because I am hopefully on the back end of this unfortunate head cold as it turns almost, well, it's not officially fall for some experts, but yeah, with the climates changing all that and being around people, which, yeah, you find out hours later that people had this and that, that just irritates me. But anyway, that's beside the point. But yeah, bear with me. I appreciate it. That's why, because I had to stop this for a brief moment. But we're going to push through. We're pushing through here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State, just like the women's soccer team did against Arkansas State, even though these teams did end up in a draw there as well. But next up for K-State women's soccer, before we close this out, here's a look down the schedule. Yeah, so K-State closes out its 2024 non-conference schedule on Sunday morning. You're going to be in Tennessee taking on Memphis. So Memphis, 10 a.m. in the morning. And for those of you who do not have ESPN Plus yet, what are you doing? So make sure for all K-State matches, whether it's soccer, volleyball, you're going to get men's and women's basketball on there, some games on that. And if you did have that, you could have watched K-State football knocked off Tennessee Martin 41-6 on opening weekend last weekend as well. So definitely, you don't have that, what you're doing, go ahead, download, get the ESPN app, ESPN Plus, Big 12 Network, and you'll be able to find, get in touch, and watch your Wildcats on that whenever they play on ESPN Plus there as well. So there you go on that. So K-State women's soccer get their first draw. It was only a matter of matches. I knew it. I knew it was going to become. It was going to come on one of these trips. I kind of knew in the back of my mind that a draw was coming, and it was going to be either sooner or later. I think it was going to be sooner, and it came right here on this road trip, this non-con against Arkansas State. So K-State women's soccer first draw. They now have a record of 3-2-1. Still over 500. They're hitting this match in Arkansas State 2-1-2. Did I say that right there as well? Let's get it right here to make sure. No, yeah, yep, 2-1-2. We just want to make sure we get Arkansas State's record right on the podcast. So K-State next up to conclude their non-con Sunday morning against Memphis. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever you get your podcast for free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record Kansas State content. And don't forget about our bonus content over on Podbean. Download the Podbean app right now. That's another thing y'all should do if you don't have that right now. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S, podcast for more bonus content. Me and Al Satan talk more about the Tennessee Martin game and got y'all ready to go for the other team name, Tulane Green Wave, coming Saturday morning. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. The Pearl Project Podcast rocks on through this weekend, the first weekend of September. Go Cats.